MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, October 23, 2023. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Trash fees going up in Danvers. Thousands of clams on local beach.
I'm Bill Newell, and later, some notes on a couple of big football games held over the weekend. Rick?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Bill. Mix of clouds and sun today, high near 60, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 6:54 p.m. Danvers residents should expect to pay an additional $200 annually in trash fees. Caroline Enos writes in today's Salem News that the fees will be starting in fiscal 2025 to support an increasingly stressed budget and improve the school's special education programs. Town Manager Steve Bartha made the announcement at last week's Select Board meeting. Peabody's proposed plan for a public safety building to be built adjacent to the Higgins Middle School is moving forward. The Daily Item reports the plan calls for a complex to host the police department, fire department, and emergency management all under one roof. Well, people walking on Wingersheek Beach in Gloucester may have noticed juvenile surf clams washed up on the beach looking like snowdrifts. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that according to Shellfish Constable Pete Seminara, about 40 to 50,000 clams have washed on shore over the past 10 days. Apparently, it's a result of an overcrowding issue for the clams, not the result of red tide or harmful algal bloom. There will be a hearing at the State House Wednesday at 1 p.m. hosted by the Joint Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. The Daily News reports that one of the topics legislators will be hearing about is the water quality of the Merrimack River. Due to storm runoffs exceeding capacity of the sewage system, untreated storm water has flowed into nearby bodies of water and into the Merrimack River. Dan Dixie's lobstering documentary called Lobstering in Marblehead will be coming back to the Warwick Theater in Marblehead over the holidays. Ryan Vermette writes in today's Daily Item that the popular film sold out in mere hours in several prior showings. The film received a lot of buzz around town through word of mouth. The Warwick is located in downtown Marblehead. Bill Newell on sports is next with news on several big weekend football games.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage, giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. The Patriots came from behind to beat Buffalo yesterday, 29-25. The Pats did lead for most of the game until late in the fourth quarter. This is the team's second win, first win at home this season. Patriots coach Bill Belichick.
Good win for us today. You know, a good team victory. Had a lot of contributions from all three units, offense, defense, special teams. There's, a lot of good football. Obviously, Buffalo's very good team, quality team, very explosive. So, came down to the last handful of plays, and fortunately this week we were able to make them. So, good day today. Still got a lot of work to do. Things we can do better, but it's good to have those results.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick. The Bruins beat the Ducks in Anaheim last night, 3-1. Tomorrow night they'll play the Blackhawks in Chicago. The Celtics exhibition season continues on Wednesday in New York against the Knicks. This past weekend in high school football, there were two big games. Saturday, St. John's Prep beat CM 19-8. CM had a 27-game unbeaten string going against MIAA teams. This is Prep coach Brian St. Pierre talking with Mukala Kumbago after the game Saturday in Danvers.
We're a physical group. I thought the line of scrimmage, that's what it is. It's the trenches, and we work really hard on it, and our kids are tough. And we worked on that package all week. We know they love that package, and they couldn't run the ball consistently out of it, so it took them out of what they wanted to do.
Friday night, Winthrop came from behind to hand Salem their first loss of the season. Nick Capuccia with a game-winning 81-yard TD pass. Winthrop coach John Cadigan.
So we're in a two-minute drill. We practice that every Thursday. I can't say that it looks like that every Thursday, but we do practice it. Very proud of our wide receiver. Our starting wide receiver got hurt. We had our backup wide receiver. He's running a slant stop, which basically takes the corner. And then obviously you saw Nick up the sideline. If he doesn't run that route the right way, then the corner stays over the top, and it's probably a 50-50 ball. But right. Nick's wide open because of the route by a sophomore wide receiver. So, again, we practice that, no huddle. It doesn't look that sharp usually, but, you know, we'll take it, obviously.
Just prior to that big game-winning pass, Winthrop stopped Salem down at the Winthrop 20-yard line on a 3rd-and-2 and then a 4th-and-2. Winthrop football coach John Cadigan.
You know, that's one of those things where, you know, we got to get a stop and, you know, we got to sell out on a blitz. And we had an excellent play on an excellent running back in the backfield on 4th down to stop him. You know, it's just a great battle. Great battle. They're one of the most well-coached teams that we face all year, every year. And my hat's off to Salem.
This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Monday, everybody. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.